It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, April 5th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A petition is underway to have a North Iowa sheriff's deputy fired from his job following a fatal motorcycle crash. 22-year-old Alan Schaefer of Mason City was killed early Sunday morning when his motorcycle collided with a deer outside of Mason City. Friends of Schaefer and other community members are accusing Sarogordo County Sheriff's Deputy Randall Jensen for posting an insensitive photo of the fatality with an unprofessional caption on his personal Snapchat. The photo has been censored with red scribbles, but the account Russ Jensen posted it to their Snapchat story. There is an online petition asking the county to fire Jensen following that post. As of 7 o'clock this morning, over 3,400 people had signed the petition. There have been no comments or statements thus far from the sheriff's office or Sarogordo County. A state public defender has been assigned to a former Charles City resident looking to appeal his conviction of killing a New Hampton man. Last November, a Howard County jury found 27-year-old Savon Jordan guilty of first-degree murder and abuse of a corpse in the October 2022 death of Jonathan Esparza. Investigators believe Jordan killed Esparza over drugs and then chopped Esparza's body with an axe before burning his remains in a fire pit at Jordan's home in Elma. In December, Jordan was sentenced to life in prison, but then appealed to the Supreme Court of Iowa from the judgment and sentence entered in the case. Last week, attorney Bradley Bender from the State Appellate Defender's Office was assigned to represent Jordan in his appeal, although no court proceedings on that appeal have been set. Last month, Jordan was also ordered to pay $150,000 restitution to Esparza's family, plus pay almost $13,000 in court costs. Still, a judge noted that Jordan is unable to reasonably make any payments toward the full amount of restitution. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Through Monday, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is partnering with law enforcement across Iowa on the campaign, No One is a Good Distracted Driver, to curb the unsafe trend of distracted driving.
There's three types. There's manual, visual, and cognitive. Manual takes one or both hands off the wheel. Visual takes your eyes off the road. And then cognitive takes our brain off what it should be focused on, and that's driving.
That's Trooper Tom Williams with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa State Patrol, who says law enforcement can stop any driver who is texting, whether it's reading, writing, or sending a text, or using any portable electronic devices, unless the vehicle is at a complete stop off the traveled portion of the road. Even if you use your device hands-free, you're not completely protected.
When you're talking to somebody lost in conversation, you could miss a stop sign, stop light, miss that car pulling out in front of you. Hands-free, it's a better option. It's still a distraction.
And driver distractions can come in many different forms.
Eating is a distraction. Listening to music, especially loud music, is a huge distraction. Other drivers on the roadways, lost in thought. Fatigue, driving when we're tired, is a distraction. Emotions, maybe we just got off the phone, we got bad news from a relative, and now it's hard to focus on driving.
Williams adds that the dangers of being distracted while driving can increase in just a short distance.
At 55 miles an hour, when we take our eyes off the road for 1 second, we'll have gone the distance of 80 feet, blindfolded, basically. Two or more seconds at 55, that increases our chance of an accident by 4 to 24%.
In a 2023 GTSB State Fair survey of over 1,450 Iowans, 51% admitted to always or sometimes driving with a cell phone in hand. The Charles City Police Department is involved in the latest special traffic enforcement program from the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Police Chief Hugh Anderson says a federal grant helps to have CCPD dedicate officers to carrying out their focus on proper safety restraint use for kids while riding in vehicles.
That's all they're doing. They're not taking calls for service at that time or anything else. Try to focus on safety for the kids, whether it be, you know, being buckled in, the kids buckled into their safety car seats, or just seat belted in if they're older or anything else. So you'll see us out there. We're along with probably a couple hundred departments across Iowa.
According to an Iowa Child Passenger Safety Survey in 2022 by the University of Iowa Injury Prevention Research Center, about 92% of children 17 and under were properly restrained in vehicles in accordance with Iowa law. However, less than 80% of kids ages 2 to 5 were properly restrained. The survey included various locations in North and Northeast Iowa, including Waverly, Sumner, Mason City, Northwood, Algona, and Waterloo. With Heartland Days in New Hampton 2 months away, the deadline for sponsorship is today. New Horizons Chamber Director Liz Zweibeamer says sponsorships are the driving force for the city's biggest community celebration, which marks its 30th anniversary in 2024.
We're really proud to put on a free event for the public. And there's not a lot of events that are still that way, but we need, as a nonprofit, we need the support from the community to help be able to do that.
Zwaya Beamer adds that sponsorships also determine the scope of festivities.
Our events are so kind of up in the air yet, just based on the sponsor. Usually once we get in the sponsorship, then we, you know, determine kind of what events are feasible.
And anyone interested in sponsorship is welcome to step forward.
Yep, open to the whole community. Primarily we look at businesses because they like to help get their name out. But yeah, absolutely. If anyone's interested in donating or sponsoring, we'd love that.
For more sponsorship information, contact New Horizons Chamber. Heartland Days are Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Michelson Park. The Iowa Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a bridge replacement project near the Floyd-Chickasaw County line that is 4 years away from construction. The DOT is offering a virtual public information meeting to discuss a proposed bridge replacement on U.S. Highway 18 over the Little Cedar River, 1 mile east of Floyd County Road T-74. During construction, officially in Chickasaw County, traffic will be detoured using Chickasaw and Floyd County Roads T-76, B-57, and T-66. Construction is anticipated for 2028. Those wishing to weigh in on the project can attend a virtual presentation anytime until Friday, April 12th on the DOT website, which will provide information about the project and allow for public feedback. A link is included with this story on our station website. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.